Now, we're on the eve of the federal election. The polls show it's very close. The polls say it's a hung parliament, but momentum is certainly in Peter Dutton's direction. Dutton has been one of the strongest voices in our country on anti-Semitism, and he's not ashamed to say that he unequivocally supports Israel. He even visited Israel and met with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Dutton has been unwavering in his fight against the Albanese government's hostility to the Jewish state in forums like the United Nations, and he's advocated strongly for tougher laws to combat anti-Semitism. This isn't a case of politicising the issue. This is just because it's the reform that we desperately need in this country. I'm delighted to say the federal opposition leader, Peter Dutton, joins us now.
It's a very emotional time, and I'm really honoured to be here with you. So thank you, Shari, for all that you've done, the stoicism, the leadership in face of hatred and putrid, vile online attacks. And you've stood up for the community, and you should be incredibly proud of what you've been able to achieve thus far with a lot of work ahead of us.
Thank you. But we're so grateful to have you here today. Peter Dutton, the Director General of ASIO, Mike Burgess, last night said that the normalisation of violent protest and intimidating behaviour lowered the threshold for provocative and potentially violent acts. He said narratives originally centred on freeing Palestine expanded to include incitements to kill the Jews. Threats transitioned from harassment and intimidation to specific targeting of Jewish communities, places of worship, and prominent figures. In other words, he's saying the hate speech was tolerated and it then escalated to violent crime. Peter Dutton, this should never have been tolerated at the start.
It shouldn't, and it's a damning assessment from somebody who knows the space very well. Mike Burgess is an expert at counterterrorism and dealing with the national security threat. He would be looking at the entire security and intelligence holdings that he's receiving, not just domestically but internationally as well. So we should take very seriously what he's saying, and it should be a light bulb moment for every Australian. Every Australian should recognise that this is a problem for them, for their kids, for their communities, not just for the Jewish community. And I think it's incumbent on every Australian to step up and heed the advice of the Director General of Security. And it's an abomination. If people don't know boundaries, and particularly given that we're dealing with people who don't adhere to what would be for many, the vast majority of Australians, as a standard of decency, that they don't see life through the lens that we do. And that's why laws exist, to respond and to send a very clear message that certain behaviours are unacceptable. And that hasn't been the case. The law hasn't been enforced and there has been no deterrence, and therefore people continue to march across the red lines, and it's not something that we should tolerate.
He said the attacks have not yet plateaued, the attacks on the Jewish community, anti-Semitic attacks. And yet we just heard the Attorney General of Australia, Mark Dreyfus, claim that TV networks, presumably ours, and newspapers, again, presumably News Corps, are covering this issue for ratings or sales. What's your reaction to a comment like that when we heard the ASIO Director General last night say that this is a grave issue?
Well, I think it's just a further blow to people within the Jewish community and decent Australians who support them, because I think the government should be speaking with those people who have been victims of the attacks, of the doxing, of the personal abuse. Speak to the parents who send their children reluctantly to childcare centres now because they're worried whether it's a place of safety or not. They're worried whether the armed guards at the school can do the work that they're required to do if there's an attack. And none of us as parents otherwise across society have to experience that whatsoever. And if the government's suggesting that somehow this is an issue that's been politicised or emphasised for political gain. I think they're completely removed from the reality and the horror that people are living. It destroys me that we have people in our country of Jewish faith or heritage who are living in fear and don't recognise this country. We're an inclusive country and we've welcomed people from every part of the world, and it's an incredible part of our fabric. And that we would treat people like this is just unbelievable.